Okay, welcome everyone to this special recording called Manifesting Business Success. My name is Damien Sen and I'm with my very special guest, Holly Haas. Hey there, Holly.
Hi, Damien.
Welcome.
Thank you. Now, it's so great to be here today.
Yeah. Now, our topic of our discussion today is one of great fascination for me, and I know that it's a great passion of yours, Holly. And I was just wondering if you could actually kick us off by describing your business before we actually get into manifesting. I know you've established a very powerful personal empowerment company in the States called Dream Life Now. I was just wondering if you could just spend a little bit of time up front just talking about what Dream Life Now does as a business and how you actually help people through your business.
Thanks, Damien. Well, Dream Life Now is a self-empowerment company. I focus on helping men and women throughout the globe to find what they're passionate about and to do what they're passionate about. So depending on where in the world you are and what you want to do, I basically help you to harness your dreams and make them happen. It's based on a process of manifesting, which I've developed, and I truly believe that if we can manifest all of our desires, a lot can happen. And I've also developed systems of goal setting to help you accomplish so much in such a short amount of time.
Now, some people listening to this recording may not actually know what manifesting is, Holly, so I was just wondering if you could share how you'd actually define manifesting.
That's a good question. Manifesting for me is focusing on a desire that you have and putting all your attention on it, your feelings, your actions, and manifesting it, creating it in your life in a very real way.
And you're a very creative person, I know, Holly. I was just wondering, when you're working with clients, how do you actually help them to creatively imagine what's possible for them?
Well, we all process things differently. I know for me, I'm a visual learner, and other people are more linear. So we focus on how you visualize, how you think about your life, where your blocks are. And if you can clear out where you're blocked, you can find out exactly what it is you really, really want, what it is you want to value in your life, what it is you're really, truly entitled to, whether it's in your business or your personal life. And then we can get to the core of what you want to manifest. And that's where your passion is.
And do clients come to you with a real sense of their passions, or is it something that with some clients you have to help cultivate that or bring it out in them through your work?
You know, all clients are different, but I think most people have something they're passionate about, but it's so deep within them, they haven't let it reveal itself in full to themselves. So what I do is help them through a process of releasing it, and that's usually how they come to the goal of what it is they really want to manifest.
Great. And how did you actually become first interested in manifesting? Is it something you've been aware of since you were very young, or is it something that you've become interested in more recent times?
Ever since I was a child, Damien, I've kind of played with life, and I've known and had a deep sense that we create our own reality. And so I've always played around with it, and I'm an intuitive, as you know, and I dream a lot, not only just at night, but dream in my waking state as well. So I started playing around with the feeling of like, well, what is it that I really want and what is it that I can really create? And as a child, maybe it was dreaming about the perfect bike that I wanted, you know, a shiny pink bike with spokes on the wheel that make noise and to just spin them around. And I focused on dreaming and dreaming about it every night before I went to bed, and then all of a sudden I got that bike. So something as simple as that showing up in your life based on just your thought process and your feelings of wanting it so bad can really happen. And I've seen it happen countless times for clients that have come into my life, with people around me. It's almost like the faster you can think it, the more you believe you're entitled to it, the more it happens, just shows up.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've noticed in the client work that I do, and also just in the people that I hang around with or the circles that I move in, it seems that the world is actually moving at such a great pace these days that this whole manifesting process, particularly with, like you see, things like technology and and websites like Facebook literally a couple of years ago. It didn't exist, and now it's probably got millions and millions and millions of people logging onto it every day. And it just feels like we're in a time where manifesting is, or the ability to manifest is getting greater and greater each and every day. Is that something that's been your experience too, Holly?
Absolutely. It is probably one of the most exciting times to be in business right now, because the world is so open and the consciousness is there to embrace any business you want to start up. And basically, I mean, there's just so many options, so many ways to make it happen nowadays, and so many free ways to do it, that as long as you tap into it, the pie is so big. So we all need to just start stepping into our passions and start manifesting what it is we want with a great action plan that's going to work.
Great. Now, because, Holly, with your clients, like when you're intuitive life coaching clients, you do work on personal things that people want to manifest, and I'm aware that you do it on a business level as well. I was just wondering, do these same principles that you work with clients in a personal context, do they actually transfer over to the business world as well when say someone's trying to dream a business into being or actually take their business to the next step? Does manifesting, does it have the same principles in that context?
Absolutely. Manifesting is simply focused attention, and whatever we put our focused attention on tends to pan out and happen for us in our life. And I always tell people, like, notice the ratio of your positive thoughts about what you're wanting to manifest and your negative thoughts about what are you blocking into your life. And what is that ratio? You know, are you really thinking positively about the next business venture that you're involved with, or are you thinking about all the problems or all the challenges that are coming up? So it's important to certainly, like, know your market, know the challenges, but also to think incredibly positively about whatever you're trying to create. And you can use this across the board. You can use it in your personal life. You can use it in your relationships, your body, your health, your spiritual life. You can also apply it to your business and finances.
Great. And with your clients, Holly, I was just wondering if you had any, I guess, case studies or examples that you could describe of people who may have actually come and saw you for an intuitive life coaching session, not really quite sure about what it is that they wanted to manifest, but then having worked through with you and going through the different techniques that you use, have they actually come out the other side and manifested their heart's desires?
Absolutely. I have heard back from so many people who have manifested it, and it's really showing up rather quickly for themselves. In the one program that I talk about in my workshops, it's called Manifesting Your Desires, which you can get as a CD set. It teaches you within 30 days, if you can have your focused attention along with the plan and the techniques that I outline throughout that program, you can accomplish stuff incredibly quickly, even in a period of 30 days. So once people have received that knowledge and that wisdom and they start practicing it, I usually hear back from them within 2 to 3 weeks with incredible changes that have happened for them in their life. In fact, I just saw a client the other day who was looking to become an expert in his field, and he all of a sudden got free national advertising. He had an article written about him. He had his pictures all over the newspaper for some project that he was working on, and he is a pioneer in his field. I think we're going to be hearing about him in terms of, you know, environmental issues and sustainability. And then I have another client who is looking to publish a book. She's written several articles. She's highly qualified in her field, but she's put out so much output in the last few years and was ready to give up. But when she took the workshop, she got really clearly focused. She had a laser focus. This is what I want to happen. And her top goal was, I want to be published by a reputable publisher within a certain amount of time. Damien, it wasn't weeks before she heard back from a reputable publisher that's publishing her book within the year. They've already got it lined up. So it's incredible how fast this can work.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great testimonial for the process.
Yeah, it's so incredible for me to see people step into their own truth, to step into their passion and their light, and for me to just give them a gift of saying, okay, here's how it works. It can work really fast. Just focus your energy and attention on this and these steps, which are very, very simple. and let the rest go away. Just focus here. And to see it happen brings me so much joy, because for some of these people, they've been blocked for years.
Mm.
So it's really freeing for them.
Yeah, that's amazing. And what are some of the main techniques you use with people to clear their blocks?
Well, we use meditation. That's one of my core beliefs. If we can meditate and tap in silence, we can discover exactly what needs to be cleared out. So a lot of things, toxic dreams, for example, you know, too many emails coming in, too many distractions, TV, people, you know, if you can outsource, all these things can help. So depending on the person, we discover what that is and we clear it out.
So if people have been stuck for a long time, is it something that can shift really quickly, or if you've been stuck for a long time, does it actually take a lot of time and effort to become unstuck?
I don't think so, because I think when you truly realize you're stuck and you reach out to the right person to get the help to clear it, that's when you bring it to consciousness, and then it can totally release. So it usually happens very fast.
Okay, cool.
And it usually just means doing some things differently, because if you keep doing what you've been doing and you're not going to move forward in the right direction like you haven't been, then perhaps something needs to be changed. So I believe this concept works for everyone across the board in their personal life as well as their business life.
Brilliant. Okay. And like, I know that you run lots of workshops, Holly, on manifesting. And I was wondering, is there a special process that you take people through in your workshops? And yeah, if you could actually, I know we don't have time to go into in great detail on the call, but yeah, I was just wondering if you could give us a high-level summary of the special things that you do work with in your workshops.
Okay. Well, we focus on goal setting. That's a primary focus. We focus on getting to the core of what we want, what is our passion. And what I've developed is what I call the summit of success, which is a triangle which basically shows you exactly what it is you want to manifest. And it lays out the action steps that you need to take starting today, starting right now, to make your goals and your dreams happen. The beauty about this is that you can make them happen as quickly as you want to act on it.
Cool. So do you work on multiple goals at once, do you recommend for people? Or is the goals, do you just start with one goal and take that and work with it?
I think it's pretty much based on personal preference. Some people love to multitask. I'm one of those people. And then other people like to have a single point of focus on exactly what they want to accomplish and get that done and then move on to the next goal. So you have to decide really what works for you, and you can look at your past patterns and see what are you willing to accomplish and what have you done that's been of great accomplishment to you, and how have you learned and what have you done that has made you move the fastest way to achieving your goals. So you decide for yourself how that's going to look. And basically, you can use a system for multiple goals. You can do that. Typically, people focus on one goal at a time, and then I'll hear back from them 2 or 3 weeks later saying, you know what, I achieved that one. I'm ready for the next one.
Great. I know for me personally, like, I'm very much the one goal at a time kind of mind. I find that if I just have one thing that I can focus on and give my full attention to, it works for me. But I'm always amazed that people have different ways of operating in the world. They can multitask, like it seems to be a trait that is lacking in many, many men, including myself, this whole concept of multitasking. And I always look in amazement at some of my female friends who have this incredible ability to just work with so many different things all at once and have them all manifest in the world. So I think that's a really good point, just to really just understand your own style for creating goals in your life and actually working with that style, rather than actually going and just following something that may not actually be in congruence with your innate nature.
Absolutely. You're right on. You know, I'm thinking of like all the books that I've bought over the years, all the self-help personal development books, you know, that you read and you don't really put into action because it doesn't fit you. Your lifestyle, the timing, whatever. With this system, it's totally based on you and how you learn and how what is your output and how you like to conduct your own business. So it really can be adjusted to however you want to achieve your goals,
right,
and how fast and the amount of time you want it.
Cool. And just for yourself personally, Holly, do you have multiple goal sheets that you work from, or is it just one that you work on at a time?
I do. Actually, as I look around, I have a home office here, and in my kitchen I have a health and fitness goal, which I put by the refrigerator so I don't get tempted by all the goodies. And I have by my computer desk, I have all my business goals that I'm working on right now. And I'm also a mother, so I have goals for my son as well and goals for us together as a family. So I think it's important to have beautiful, you know, summit of success sheets all around so that you're working towards several different things. And it's feasible. You can really do it. And the beauty of it is you can shade off all the micro actions and all the action steps once you've accomplished them.
I'm looking at one of the goal sheets in front of me now. It's a very visual way of creating goals. And I know for me personally, if I see things in a linear list, often my mind just won't be able to take it in. And just being able to see something as a picture is really, really powerful for me. And I, just with the worksheets that you've created, that I know that they're going to be in one of your programs that you're going to be releasing shortly, they are just so powerful because you just instantly know what it is that you're striving towards and what it is that actually makes up the different components of being successful in achieving that desire.
Thank you. Yeah, and I liken it to when we're children. You know, we used to play and we used to color and we used to have fun, and this is a way of playing and looking at your life in a different way and getting excited about it and really seeing all the achievements that you've made over time. You can visually see it.
Awesome. Now, there are lots of different schools of thought on actually setting timelines for your goals. Now, I know for me personally, often, sometimes I do like to work to a time-related goal, but other times, I do like the flexibility of just being able to manifest things as rapidly as possible and not really so much being attached to the actual timeline, but just really focusing on the essence of what it is that I'm creating. And I was just wondering, with the way you see goals, Holly, how important is the time factor in actually bringing things into fruition or manifesting them into the world?
Right. I think it's really important to be conscious and realistic of how long or what amount of time it will take to complete something. But I also think that we tend to limit ourselves as well. You'll go to a lot of development workshops and they'll say, where do you want to be 1 year from now? Where do you want to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And I say, why put a limit on what we could accomplish in maybe 3 months? You know, why are we putting limits on ourselves? So with this design plan, with the Summit of Success, you can basically set out what your goal is, look at it every day, follow the action steps, and if you get there in a shorter amount of time, then that's great. Then you move on to the next thing and you celebrate it. So it's not like you're limiting yourself. You're conscious of the time element and what it takes to achieve it, but you're not limiting yourself.
I do like that, actually, with the having a goal that you want to achieve after the goal that you're working on is complete. And quite often I'll see in people that often they don't achieve their goals purely because they haven't got another goal or another thing that they want to achieve off in the distance. And I guess the reason why they don't achieve the goal that they're working on right now is the fact that once they've achieved that goal, they'll literally be sitting in a void thinking of what to do next and not really being aware of what's next or not really knowing what to do. And I just love the fact that just having goals lined up where you have lots of different things that you want to work towards, and as soon as you've finished one goal, you can go on and do something else. That's even more exciting.
Absolutely.
I just love the way that you just shared that, Holly.
Thank you.
Great. Now, with the Summit of Success, I love the word summit. And I guess in today's society, there are so many different options out there for people, and I have no doubt there's people probably looking at many different pinnacles that potentially could excite them or could set them off on an amazing journey, but literally they don't know which summit to climb, and often because they don't know which summit to climb, they don't climb any summits at all. And I was just wondering, for someone who is in that situation where they're inundated by choice, how would they go about knowing which summit to climb first?
Right. It's a good question. Sometimes we are inundated with too many options, right? and we can see so many things for us, but we can't decide on one thing. So what I help people do is I help them focus on what their core desire is, what their inner truth is, what it is that sparks them from the inside. And oftentimes what you find out, it's the area in your life where you've most been blocked. So in terms of business, you think, how do you really want to grow your business this year? What needs to be developed? And you have to look at where your shortcomings are, whatever that may be, and how you can balance that out. So that's what I have people do.
Great. Excellent. Now, I was just wondering, with your own business, Holly, what goals are you manifesting right now, and what sort of direction do you want to take your business in the future?
That's a great question. I think about that a lot, and my desire with my business is to definitely reach globally, stretch more. Ideally, you know, to be traveling and doing a lot more speaking and workshops around the world, touching as many people as I can, helping as many people as I can, so that they can give birth to their own dreams and their own passions and be living that as well.
And I know earlier on this year you over in India and Nepal. How was that experience, and what teachings did you connect with, and how were you able to integrate that into your manifesting approach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very spiritual journey for me on many different levels, and a humbling journey as well. But what I did learn from the Dalai Lama is that basically everything is impermanent. So everything is always changing as we are, as are our desires. And so we can't limit ourselves. The world is open to us. The world needs healing. And we need to truly, truly step up in our consciousness now and be exactly who we want to be. And for some of you, maybe it's to be an entrepreneur or to be a writer. Or maybe for some of you, it's just to be a mother or, a speaker, whatever it is. Step into your power now, because the world needs your message. And we need businesses who are more awakened like this and who are giving back. And that's truly what I learned. It helped me focus on what I want to bring back to the world and the growth that I learned and how I want to share that with other people.
Great. I love that concept of everything being impermanent. And I think, like with this, the world that we are living in, things are changing so rapidly that actually getting fixated on how things should work or how we believe they should work and not being able to adapt as things change and things evolve can actually result in a lot of suffering. And just, I guess, the other approach is actually being flexible, being spontaneous, being able to move dynamically with our changing environment can also be, like, really creative, really inspiring, and also gives us lots of different opportunities to experience different parts of ourselves that we didn't know exist. And I guess, like, the world is a very, very different place to what it was 50 years ago, where you'd have a job for life, you would live in the same house for life, you would end up finishing your career with a gold watch after working with the same employer for 50 years. I think today we're living in a very, very different environment, and just really, really, I guess, connecting with that, the essence that everything is changing, not some of the time, but all of the time, and not necessarily being so hung up on things staying the same, but just adapting and having fun in the malleability of our society and of our consciousness and of our life.
Absolutely. Yeah, we all just need to tap into that power and start living it. Realize we create our own rules. We create our own reality. We can manifest anything we want in our life.
Great. Now, you mentioned the Dalai Lama there, Holly, and I know that you've been influenced by many, many incredible teachers on your own personal journey, and I was just wondering if you could share with people other teachers that have inspired you and, yeah, just have had a pivotal effect on the way that you see the world.
There have been so many teachers, so many, like Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King, you know, Gandhi. There's just so many, and even writers like Rumi. I am constantly inspired by so many things I read, and as well as inspired just by people I meet every day. And it's just amazing, like the consciousness is so open, and just be present. That's all I have to say. Be present. Be open to possibilities. Be open to seeing your own light within you and sharing that, because everyone has a message to give the world through their business and their life, and we need to all start living it.
It reminds me of a Gandhi quote where he said, "My life is my message." Mm. And yeah, I guess that, like, just with what you're sharing, you could almost say that, like, you could extend that out to businesses and, I suppose, with people with powerful messages that are inside of them waiting to come out. Do you actually believe that businesses could be the message of someone's life as well, and what they express through their business could be like a true expression of their soul?
Absolutely, definitely. If we all step into that, we will become abundant on all levels of our life. So many people are chasing the dollar, chasing money, chasing the pension, you know, chasing all these rules and regulations that we put on ourselves. But the reality is, if we chase our passions and express our passions in our business, we will become prosperous and rich in ways beyond immeasurable that we can ever see in our life. We will be so happy, so successful, filled with prosperity so that we can give to everyone. I believe this, and I believe we're going to see more of this. The whole shift in the world is happening right now, and I believe you're totally with that curve, Damien, in what you teach and what you're giving out to people in your workshops.
Yeah, I feel very privileged to do the work that I do, and also feel very privileged to be exposed to seeing so many wonderful people really look internal and find out the things that get them really, really fired up, and then go about expressing them. And I think that desire to express and that desire to serve mixed in with the world that we live in, this sort of digital multimedia world, it's really created a very special environment for people that do have powerful messages to not only have that message but then use the means and technologies available to actually share them with people around the world. And I guess for people listening to this recording, like, it's literally, I'm in London, Holly's on the West Coast in the States, and we're recording this call and making it available for people all over the world. Like, it really is phenomenal what you can do with an idea, what you can do with an intention, and what you can do when you're actually set about just really living your heart's desires. I mean, all it takes is a bit of imagination, a peer group that inspires you and keeps willing you to be the very best that you can be.
Absolutely.
So I feel very privileged. Mm. And you're seeing that as well, Holly, with the people that you're working with in the States?
Oh, absolutely. People are just so much more awakened now than even 5 years from now, 10 years ago, you know, and the opportunities are vast. Everything is so open with technology. So we just need to tap into it and start expressing our gifts through our businesses and through our lives. And we will be rewarded from doing that. I see that happen all the time. People become so happy, so fulfilled, and they just keep following their dreams and their desires, you know. It's exciting.
Great. Now, with your own business, Holly, was manifesting your ideal business, was that something that you've always aspired to, or was it something that you realized you wanted to do like a little bit later on after university, or what was the your own personal business manifesting creation process like?
Yeah, well, in my past history, I was trained in psychology and design, and actually worked for a few years as a footwear designer in Manhattan, and also did a lot of counseling, psychological counseling, and realized that I just didn't want to be bound by any rules and regulations and company that I was working for. So I kind of broke free from that system because it actually wasn't creative. Initially, I thought it would be, but it really wasn't. And decided to play by my own rules instead of playing it safe. And that's when I developed the idea of how can I be that? How can I help other people to do the same for themselves as I've done for me and my family? So I decided to step into it, and it just came to me in a dream life, have the dream life now, and that's how I developed it. And then the website got developed, through your help, which has been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, a lot of ideas have been born, and I continue to be creative. I've created a lot of products to help a lot of people, and I just keep allowing that flow to come through me and honor that flow just as I teach other people to do the same.
Mm. I love what you said there about making up your own rules, because that's a very big part of my own philosophy as well. And, yeah, I think like from a very young age, most people are conditioned to follow rules through traditional schooling systems and ultimately moving into traditional workplaces. And again, like, I think it's almost like a duality at the moment. We seem like we're in a world where literally there's increasing attempts for regulations, but there's also a very different energy where people are looking at the rules and regulations, not only that are set by other people, but also the rules and regulations that they impose upon themselves on what they can and can't achieve in their life. I actually see lots of people just really questioning those these days and looking internally and being willing to explore those rules and how they may actually be keeping them from experiencing who they truly are. And what inspires me is actually seeing people work creatively with those rules and actually reinvent them and actually start making their own rules. And yeah, it's just really lovely to hear that's a big part of your philosophy as well, Holly, and it's been a big part of your journey.
Definitely. And I realized too that I had to go through that period of frustration and limitation in order to find this and let this be born through me. It was a necessary process, and I honor that process, and I'm equally as excited as what will happen in the next 5 years through my process and how that will develop. But I think it's really important, you know, going back to present moment thinking and honoring the space that you're in today and knowing that you can truly create your reality based on the actions that you take starting right now.
Awesome. Now, just as you were saying that, Ollie, I was just actually had an image pop into my mind, and I'm going to bring it up here. I just love the whole meditative process as a way of actually connecting with what you're here to do. And I just had an image of a boardroom full of directors, and rather than them actually passing around balance sheets and P&Ls, all the directors having a group meditation before they actually commence their meeting. Do you think that's a possibility in this new arena of business?
I think so, definitely. In fact, so many corporations and businesses are starting to honor exactly what we need for our personal health and wellness. You know, you'll find many companies now setting up sleep rooms or meditation rooms, just ways to unload and unwind, and this is so necessary. We need the space, the silence, to create and cultivate and let the flow of our ideas come. And without that, we are just inundated with multisensory things coming in, and there's only so much our own brain, our own personal computer can take in our head before we end up freezing up, right, or crashing.
Mm.
And the crash is a metaphor for our physical disease in our body, you know, the strokes, the heart attacks, the stress, all of that. So we need to really clearly detoxify our body and our mind and the people around us that are negative for us, and have a laser focus on exactly what your goal is, what you want to manifest, what you want to create. And that's what this Summit of Success can help you do. It can really help you focus back on, what do I need to do today? What do I need to do tomorrow to make this reality happen for me in the shortest amount of time?
Great. Excellent, Holly. Well, that's been a great pleasure to learn a little bit more about the Summit of Success and also your very unique approach to manifesting. Like, I've been taking notes all the way through our conversation. I've certainly picked up a couple of gems in there as well, so, and I will be reflecting on them and certainly bringing them into my own consciousness and also into the way that I do business.
And I'd like to invite your listeners, if they want to check it out, you can get a copy of that on my website.
Great. And I was just wondering, if just for people who are listening, Holly, if you could just also let them know how they can actually find out more information about you.
Absolutely. So all you need to do is just check out the website. It's www.dreamlifenow.net, and there you'll find out a little bit more about manifesting. I have a Manifesting Your Desires CD set that they can check out. I also teach retreats and workshops around the world, as well as the newest program which is coming out, which is Reaching Your Summit of Success, which will help you to do just what we spoke about today, achieve any goal in the shortest amount of time with an action plan that really, really works. And it'll work for your business and finances, for your relationships, for any spiritual or health and body pursuits that you want. It really, really works. And I encourage everyone to just check that out and test run it for themselves.
Excellent. And in terms of your services, Holly, if people wanted to hire your services, like I know that you do lots of facilitation these days, I was just wondering if people do want to get in contact with you and book you for work, whether it's speaking engagements or workshops, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they can just contact me through the website at info@dreamlifenow.net or call me directly. The number's up on the website. And I'm definitely still available for personal consultations over the phone or any corporate programs.
Great. Cool. So I just wanted to finish off with just one final question, Holly. And I guess for someone sitting at home listening to this recording, firstly, I just wanted to know whether you believe it's possible for everyone to manifest their desires. And secondly, if you have any final words of advice on how to do that.
Perfect. Well, first off, you're all here for a reason. You're all listening to Damon and Holly because you've been called here at this moment, at this time, to express your gift. And so there's no mistake in that, no coincidence. So I encourage you deeply to just check in, meditate, do the personal work to find out what it is you really, really want to create for yourself this year. Really discover what it is. And if I can be of any help, contact me so I can help you to discover what that may be, or go to Damien's workshops in London, because it will really, really help you to tap in and see exactly what you need to express and what you need to let go of. Also, it's important to have that support group or that peer group around you, people who are doing the same thing with their lives. And in a workshop or retreat setting or on a teleclass, you are able to get that. You're able to get the feedback from other people and hear people doing the same things with their lives, living their passions, living their dreams.
Cool. That's great advice. Well, Holly, I just wanted to really take this opportunity to thank you for sharing your wisdom, your experience. I feel very uplifted by our conversation, as I always do, and yeah, I just wanted to acknowledge you for the incredible work that you're doing in the world, and also all that you stand for. I think it's remarkable, and yeah, I look forward to seeing your business grow and certainly just helping other people to really get in touch with who they are and why they're here is a powerful thing to do.
Thank you, Damien, and thank you for your time today and your excellent questions, and I will look forward to taking your workshop soon. And checking out all that the projects that you're working on. I know you're doing big things in the world, so I'm always anxious to see what you're up to.
Great. And yeah, thank you, everyone, for listening. This is just a really amazing time to be alive, and I just wish you all the best with your businesses, your dreams, and thanks for giving up some of your time and energy to listen to this recording.
Great. Thanks, everyone.